Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of African Pioneer. How are you today, Colin?
Very good, thank you. And you?
Yeah, excellent, thanks. So the great news about the Ongombo project in Namibia, do you want to talk us through what it really means?
Yeah, well, that's African Pioneer's first mine. You know, our keen eye on small mines to, you know, to a big gold, copper, whatever, really, to meet the forecasted commodity demands. And Ongombo fits the bill perfectly. It's in a very good jurisdiction. Believe it or not, it's not much more than 20 kilometers outside Windhoek, so it's very well serviced, not far off a tarred road. And it's got all the makings of a very, very, very good project. It's ready for the off. Goldfields, I think, they saw an open pit, and they're after underground. It's got gold, it's got copper. We believe we can extend that open pit significantly. It's got a shallow dip, so it'd be quite easy to work. So we're drilling, or we're going to start drilling to extend the pit. We've had all of our independent consultants up there. We've had the environmentalists with us, and we've had some investors with us as well, you know, intend to invest in the plant. We're very keen to get gold, copper concentrates. So, you know, sometimes when you're talking to one another from afar and these type of calls, you don't actually put it all together. We sat on site and we put it all together. We know where we're going. The mining application is in. Always difficult to be confident in these situations. But I'm pretty optimistic from end of March, end of April, that we'll get the green light to go. And go we will, because it is ready. And we know what we want to do. The equipment's there. The town can provide the necessary backup support to build a small mine. And small will be, 6,000 or 7,000 ton a year for 10 years. So, you know, it's quite a nice operation, potential to expand to, but that has to be investigated.
And it's not the only asset. I mean, when you look at the other recent news about Zambia as well, and obviously Botswana, do you think that, I mean, it's no secret that we chose African Pioneer as one of our top 12 stocks of 2022. And actually, just looking at that list of stocks, African Pioneer is now well in the lead at over 100% up. And it still feels very much undervalued around about the 7.5 million market cap. Do you think with two big majors or mid-tier miners in there, like First Quantum and Sandfire, that it's still pretty much under the radar of the masses? I mean, 15% investor in your company is Sandfire, who purchased a mine in northern Spain for something like $1.9 billion. This company really should be taken a bit more seriously, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the good old days, and I think it's probably for major companies, be it mining or whatever, there was kind of that post the IPO sort of hysteria. People, really stocks used to fly post IPO. And I think in our sector, it is always been a little bit difficult because different, in as much as we have to, then, you know, we're not comfortable. We're sort of listed. We've got our money. All the things we said we're going to do, we've got to do. So there's that period where you've said it in prospectus and you're really not achieving much excitement for the market. And of course, I don't think that African Pioneer was any exception. But, you know, as you go along there now, it's not difficult to see. And we're quite unique in this same space. We're a company which has got, as you say, a major company, Sandfire, who's not afraid to go for it when they see the opportunity. Who's got a 15% stake in the company. They've also got that option, as well as the stake into our project in Botswana, in the Kalahari, and they'll be drilling there. And then, of course, you know, I sold that mine to the Kalambilia mine to First Quantum, and they've been quick to option and work on four of the properties since they know them well. They know I know them well. And both parties are fairly optimistic for a good outcome. So two majors, as you put it, in what is the most prolific metal in the market, i.e. copper, in the company, and our own mine to develop, which is the sort of mine that you would expect an emerging company to be working. You know, the last thing you want to do, Phil, in this environment, or in any environment for that matter, is to take on a project which is going to scare the shareholders to death. You're sat on the end of the chair all your time wondering whether you're going to be on budget, on time. This is not the case. It's a very manageable project, very manageable project. Had the old team there, the investors are comfortable. I'm pretty sure that we'll have a plant built for us, and they will recover the cost of the plant on a unit basis over 3 years. So this is not going to be the death of the thousand lashes. This is a real project. Fundamentals are good, strong team, close to the town's capital, 20, 30 kilometres. And the government, of course, I think what's very important is that Namibia itself has been a little bit overlooked as well, and that the mining opportunities there are immense in copper and gold. And so they're pretty anxious now in government, having had what we've all had this COVID, to be getting taxes and royalties from their various mining properties dotted around Namibia, which there are many. So again, it's the start. It's a country start. It's our first small mine. It's co-venturing with two very strong companies, and the market cap does certainly not reflect. One didn't expect it to at the start. And the market is beginning to be aware that, crikey, you know, when if you step back and look at this, it's got the credibility of major mining company support. It's got people who have built mines before. It's in a very good jurisdiction, and it's in a commodity which is, you know, really got legs, and it's going to get more legs as we go through the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So hopefully, Phil, all of that is being and will be recognised.
Yeah, I mean, I challenge anyone to find me a company listed on the London Stock Exchange that's, you know, sub 10 million market cap, that's got two option agreements or two joint ventures with two majors. I don't think anyone can actually do that. So fair play. I'm just looking through a few RNSs recently, and there seems to be a common theme or three words that you seem to be quite keen on, and that's decision to mine, which obviously, you know, we talked about that with Extract, but also obviously on the Zambia op. Do you want to talk us through? I mean, obviously, you know, there are different obligations to spend sort of $500,000 on different stages, but just how keen do you think that First Quantum will be to start that process going on the spend, and actually then there can be a decision to mine made?
It's very difficult to sort of speak for another company, but I do know that the guys are quite excited about this project. I do know the circumstances behind the project, and as much as they lost the project, Chinese group, quite a few years ago, when they'd done a tremendous amount of work. So the prospect of getting that situation back was very good. They're not looking for feed for Sentinel, by the way. Their expectations are for a standalone mine. But I think what is important, gents, and it's not come out in this debate, and I'm sure I don't probably put enough weight on it, but there is a suggestion that the geology, the mineralization, is more similar to what's over the border, i.e. in the Congo. And there's very strong evidence of whatever copper you look at in Zambia, you'll be talking some cobalt in association, but it really is minor byproduct. In these particular licenses, the prospect for cobalt in the 0.3s is well postulated and well talked about. So First Quantum would be very, very happy, of course, to get to find a new mine which can stand alone. Plan B says, well, if it can't stand alone, we've got our central mine, it would prolong that life. But of course, overlying the top of that is the potential for cobalt. And let's face it, what's cobalt running at now? $71,000? You know, I mean, it is a tremendous, tremendous future as cobalt. It's not in the DRC, it's in Zambia. Zambia is considered much safer than the DRC. So we shouldn't discount that. And of course, neither is First Quantum. They pitched it as an option because I think both companies, I'm fairly standard joint venture averse. You know, one of these agreements where they've got 8 years to spend $5 million. I mean, that's a kiss of death for the shareholders. I want an option. So an option, yes, come in, get some exploration drug. And then, you know, you tie them down to expenditure. And what's the point? If they want the property, they'll buy it. And if they don't want it, they'll walk. And First Quantum like to keep it simple, and so do I. And that's the way that deal's structured. And the one in the Kalahari, of course, is not dissimilar, except we've actually managed to get 0 to 80 million as an exit. So there's a deferred consideration there, if you like. Yeah. So if certain tonnages of copper are found,
success payments or something like that.
Yeah, success yeah. payments. So it's not geared that's, exactly that's, the same as First
that's
Quantum.
That's the one with that's the one with Sandfire, Colin, yeah?
That's right. So
do you envisage as the probability of achieving any of those success payments?
I wouldn't have. I mean, basically, Kevin, if I didn't think they were very high, I wouldn't have done the deal. I'd have taken the risk on board, raised the money, drilled ourselves, and then passed it back to Sandfire. But in this case, it was rather unique, as I think every deal is unique, but particularly unique here is that they're already building the T3 mine, and they've got about 100 million at 0.98. I know they're going to need additional feed, and so I pitched it to favour them that get out there, drill, and find the stuff, and it's yours. And not only is it yours, let's actually predetermine the price. So Sandfire were comfortable with that. We had two joint venture meetings, two meetings already in there. They're ready to start up and get in there. So remember, they're building a mine what wants feed. We're providing an adjacent property what should have feed. And we've established the formula, not a very complex formula. It's just based purely on tons of contained copper. But if we hit it, they buy it. And we know exactly what we buy it for. So there's no argy-bargy discussions or debates. If the copper tons are there, so, they pay for them.
So if they hit the jackpot, then AFP is going to get $80 million, basically.
That's right, if they hit $750,000.
If they don't hit the jackpot and they use it as feed, then we might be talking $10, $20, $30, $40, $50
million. You got it. That's the size of it. But I mean, no, I think either way, it won't be. I mean, at $750,000, I mean, they built this building, this plant, and it's modular. I think the first run is three, the mills can do three and a half. And I think they can take it up to five. So they're all set to receive five. So if they're happy with the discoveries, and of course, I'm involved in another company there who's got close by mineralization. If they're happy with what they see, they will exercise their purchase rights. But it's not exact, actually, that's badly put. It's not exercise their purchase rights. They will pay the deferred consideration, which is due to us. It's not a discussion, it's a requirement.
How quickly do you perceive that there'll be ore coming out the ground and potentially revenue for AFP?
Well, the wild card always, of course, is the license. If my predictions for the license end of March, end of April are right, I think we can have the plant builders on site by May. They traditionally take 8 to 10 months. And whilst they're doing that concurrently, we'll be opening up the open pit. So if you really wanted to be optimistic by year end, we all know in life, and you know, I've often been accused of over-ambition. But if if the shareholders haven't got a guy who really wants to get things moving for them, it's a bad story. So I don't want to be over-conservative. I don't want to be over-ambitious. But the group we're working with, I've built a couple of plants of late in 8 to 10 months. So my timetable works. Opening up an open pit takes 3 or 4 months. Preparing tailings dams and all that stuff is a good 6 or 7 months. So I think we can have all this together and moving in the right right direction to be producing ore for the plant, if not at the end of the year, by around about
this time. Let's be conservative. End of first quarter next year, AFP will be revenue producing. That's basically our hope.
I would be extremely disappointed if it wasn't.
And I mean, the other thing to note is this is not just a one trick pony. This is, you know, you've got three potentially world class assets there, and you know, news flow is not just based around one project, is it?
No, good Lord, no. It's really a competition for news flow. There's plenty going on. What's stopping the guys drilling in Zambia, of course, is the rains. They'll finish in a month's time. And I think the programme for Botswana is fairly aggressive again. We put them on a pretty tight time frame there, so they'll be drilling soon too. So, no, the news flow, like mining licences, this is the shape of the mine. This is what's got to be provided. This is the structure.
What's the current market cap now at 4p? It's around about what, Phil?
8 million.
£8 million. So with the potential for copper and cobalt in Zambia with First Quantum, the potential of those payments if they hit the copper in Botswana, and then wholly owned. Is the mine wholly owned, Colin, or is it 85%? What's the situation?
The mine is 85-15. If you remember, we made a press release that we bought some farm. We bought out. We provided money to buy some of the surface land, and therefore diluted our partner down. So we're 85-15 now.
Okay, so 85% of revenue stroke profit from that. So to say that this is worth £8 million even now, I mean, we were shouting this when it was £5 million, but now it's £8 million. It's still massively under the radar and well worth a look, I think, for anybody who's interested in the copper play.
That's right. And discovery at either of our major co-ventures just dwarfs anything, because they, you know, both of those joint ventures. I mean, I guess the First Quantum is huge, but really big ground. The prospect of cobalt, we're pretty optimistic on. That could be huge. It really could. Sandfire, of course, and again, that could be quick as well as sizable. And we know the outcome because the price has been agreed. So it's comfortable. Well, life is never comfortable, but it's not a bad situation for our shareholders to be in. There's a little bit more certainty knocking around in terms of discovery in Botswana. There's very high prospectivity in Zambia, and we're going to kick our own mine off in the not too distant future.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of African Pioneer, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, too. Thank you both. Thank you very much. All the best.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.